Good morning, it's Rural Focus and we're having a chat now with Dr. Sanjay Nadkarni from Endovascular WA. Good morning, Dr. Sanjay.
Good morning, Tom.
We're talking about pain and pain management today, Dr. Sanjay, and this is very, very important when it comes to vascular-related problems.
Really important. So, you know, we can talk about pain in various aspects. There's various different aspects of the pain. I think the one that perhaps we can focus on today is managing pain using image-guided procedures. What happens with pain, as you know, is patients suffer for long periods of time. They try oral medication. Often they've gone through the whole gamut of having tried physiotherapy and various other modalities, including chiropractic, deep tissue massages and acupuncture and so on and so forth. And then there's the other extreme where patients can sometimes go down the line of having surgery. Where the image-guided injections fit in for their pain is somewhere between what they've tried already, which is their conservative management strategies, including the painkillers and the rehabilitation, and in between and before having the need to go to surgery. So a lot of the problems can be solved if their pain is managed well, and that which allows them to then rehabilitate.
Okay, so how does if someone out there is they're sort of concerned or they're worried they might be suffering from some of this pain, but they usually just knock it off with painkillers and they're not 100% sure whether it's going away. What would be the next step for them in getting in contact, and what sort of questions should they be looking at asking?
I think the first thing is obviously a point of call is their GP. They go to their GP and they ask if they can be referred on to someone who can offer them image-guided injections. We do this through our pain services. The website to go to is www.endovascularwa.com.au. We also have a branch in the southwest through St John of God in Bunbury. We label that Southwest Pain Services. The telephone number is the same general number that we use for all bookings, 089-284-2900, and they can also book online through the actual website that I mentioned earlier. The procedures that we offer are precise and image-guided. So, for instance, let's talk about spinal pain. Pain can arise from various parts of the spine, including the intervertebral disc, the facet joint. So we offer them injections guided precisely into those particular areas using usually CT guidance. CT is computerized tomography. You might have heard of CT scans using exactly the same technology to guide a needle basically onto the area where the pain is arising from. Initially, we just go through a process of trying to identify the pain, meaning we inject local anesthetic and a little bit of cortisone, which tells us whether or not the pain is coming from that area. And the way we judge that is by asking the patient to fill out a pain score chart where they will write down their score of pain following the injection. If we notice a 50% or more improvement in their symptoms, we can then go ahead and be quite confident that the pain is arising from that area. And then we go ahead and offer them a procedure called a rhizotomy. And what a rhizotomy is using radio frequency energy or heat through the end of a needle to treat the nerves that cause the pain. And the whole idea of offering them rhizotomy is to keep their pain away for 12 to 18 months so they can then go through a process of rehabilitation to strengthen those areas to help keep the pain away for longer.
And that's probably a very important part of all this as well, is you can treat something, you can help heal it, but then it's very important that people take corrective action, which can help in preventing it happening again or lessen the chances of it happening again.
Spot on, Tom. I think the whole idea of what we do is to offer people a strategy to then go ahead and rehab in a pain-free manner. The whole idea is to make them comfortable and confident that they can take on certain exercises that their physiotherapists and exercise physiologists recommend to help to strengthen those areas that are initially causing the pain. So our job is to give them that pain-free ability to be able to rehabilitate and reduce the risk of this happening again. The good news about these procedures is once again they're done as a walk-in, walk-out procedure. They don't need to require any form of inpatient stay. The procedures can be performed either as an outpatient or as a day case. And once again, both public and private patients are welcome to have these done. And they're done through basically pinholes, so there's no open surgery involved. Just another important note for the listeners, Tom, is that they can get their GP to refer to me. That way they are usually entitled to both a Medicare rebate for the procedure as well as health fund rebates. So depending on the type of procedure, both Medicare and health funds will rebate accordingly, but a GP referral is required for that.
All right, Dr. Sanjay. Well, look, thank you very much for having a chat with us about that this morning. And listeners, you can get in contact with Endovascular WA by jumping on the website and having a look. And there is the clinic in Bunbury as well, if you're not able to make it to Perth. So well worth having a look at if you've got any questions or you have any of those symptoms or you're suffering any pain in those regards. So, Dr. Sanjay, thank you very much once again for having a chat with us here on the show this morning.
Thank you so much, Tom.